Good morning, everyone. My name is Kevin Kendall, and it is a privilege and honor to be with you today. I am probably the speaker that Stephen has alluded to that has no gift of oratory, but Stephen has done an excellent job at articulating why that vault is necessary. And the question is why I'm here. I'm not a pastor. I work in business. And I see what's happening, and I care. So my credentials, I teach a 5th and 6th grade boys Sunday school class in my local church. Very, very happy to do that. But in the world in which I work, I see these changes coming like a tidal wave. So we're going to take a step of faith, and we're going to try to do something about this. So Stephen has clearly articulated why this vault is necessary. A couple of thoughts I want you to keep in mind. One, of course, is that genuine salvation produces a change in the individual that's easy to see. There is a behavioral change when somebody gets saved. And there is this hunger for righteousness and holiness that's a result of that. Another is that organizations that promote the gospel and conservative theology in general will face an increasingly difficult time getting their message out on established social media platforms. I hold that to be self-evident. I also hold it to be self-evident that social media is, in fact, the best way to disseminate information. So in my grandfather's day, it was radio. If you wanted to reach the masses, you needed to be on the radio. And then it was television, and now it's the internet, and so on. So perhaps the challenge, you could say, is we face the task of spreading the gospel, but we're facing restrictions on one of the best ways to disseminate information. So with that in mind, I'd like to introduce this new organization, Amicus Ecclesia. And we have several objectives, one of which is to help churches get their content online. And the idea is very, very simple. There will be churches that want to get their messages online but can't. And Amicus has been in a position to financially assist those churches to use a platform such as Sermon Audio. So a couple of things I'd like for you to think about. Number one, most importantly, is to fast and pray for us. This is a new organization, and a lot of things can go wrong. And the second is I am actively looking for those who could benefit from an organization like Amicus. It seems like we would be an excellent fit for those who are going into church planting, for missionaries and the like. Anytime you start a new work, every dollar counts. I understand that. And Amicus could be the organization that can help get that message out. So do fast and pray for us. And once again, I'm looking for people that could benefit from what we have to offer. I'm going to be here all day. If you think that you might benefit or that you know somebody that could benefit, please reach out and contact me. Thank you.